Jimmy came in to me one Saturday. This was very much like the BBC was then. And he was very old chappish, and he said, "Nip over to Sport," he said, "and read the classifieds." And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. Well, I'd never read them before, so I went in. There was a chap called Godfrey Dixie, was the producer then. And I said, "Oh, can you give me some of those sheets? Can I see what it's going to look like?" So I could get an idea of it. So the programme's going on, and Godfrey's coming in and scribbling the results in. And I'm looking at this thing, and I thought, well, I'm in the communications business. I should try and make it more interesting. Will I get away with it, or whatever? And so I looked at it, and the first game, it was Arsenal versus Manchester United. I'll always remember that. And I thought, I wonder if I could do that a bit differently to what everybody else had done. So I looked at Arsenal, and I thought, they've lost. I'm very sorry for them. Manchester United have won. I'm delighted for them. And and being musical, I thought, I'll try and get a rhythm with this. Totally illogical, really. And I said, Arsenal, nil. Manchester United, two. And so on and so forth. And that was just as simple as that, really.
Canon League Division 1. Arsenal 1, Chelsea 1. Aston Villa 1, Coventry City 0. Everton 1, Tottenham Hotspur 4. Leicester City 2, Newcastle United 3. Luton Town 2, Stoke City 0. Manchester United 1, Watford 1. Norwich City 3, Liverpool 3. Queen's Park Rangers 3, West Bromwich Albion 1. Sheffield Wednesday 3, Nottingham Forest 1. Sunderland 3, Southampton 1. West Ham United 0, Ipswich Town 0.
And so we come to the end of broadcasting for today. Once again, may we apologise that our programmes are not as yet as published in the Radio Times. We'll be here on the new Radio 2 wavelengths, that's 433 and 330 metres, frequencies of 693 and 909 kilohertz. 275 and 285 metres, the new Radio 1 wavelengths, the frequencies there being 1089 and 1053 kilohertz. For stereo VHF listeners, we'll be right here where you've always found us. Well, now with the time at 3 minutes past two, this is James Alexander Gordon wishing you all a very good night. Good night, everyone.
It's 5 o'clock, and this is James Alexander Gordon at the Radio 2 News Desk. President Banisadr of Iran has blunted much of the optimism that had been felt in Washington about the imminent transfer of the hostages to the Revolutionary Council. Through his aides, Dr. Banisadr said he wanted action, not words. President Carter's welcome of the projected transfer and his announcement that planned sanctions against Iran were being shelved were not enough. The president should fulfill the conditions set out by the Iranian government and promised not to pressure Iran for the hostages' release once they had been handed over to the government. In the United States, voting has been taking place in two more primary elections. President Carter and Ronald Reagan seem set for victory in both Kansas and Wisconsin.
This is BBC Radio 2. It's 12 o'clock midnight. Because of the day of protest just coming to an end, we are unable to bring you the news at this time. However, we do hope to restore our news service in an hour's time at 1 o'clock. In a couple of minutes, we return to Round Midnight and Brian Matthew.
Well, if you've got to go, go in style. Singing in the Rain with Horst Jankowski and the Ries Orchestra. And that, I'm afraid, is my lot. That's the end of my little stint on You and the Night and the Music, for the time being at least. Jeff Bennett will be back next Saturday, so it only remains for me to thank Mike and Pete behind the glass, producers Barbara Page, David Burko, and a special thank you to Dennis Jones. And most of all, my thanks to you at home just for keeping me company. I've enjoyed your company these last 3 weeks. Tim Gudgeon's in the newsroom. Tom Edwards awaits your pleasure at 5:02. So from me to you, whatever you do, be good to one another, won't you? Till we meet again. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.